Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. America's top-rated sportsbook app is wishing you the happiest of holidays. And to kick off the season of giving, DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every day this week. Luckily for us sports fans, there's a lot of action taking place this week. Football teams, they're in the hunt for the playoffs. College basketball season's getting underway, and no better place to get in on all the action. So if you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code KSN when you sign up, and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along in a bit for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. And guys, we were chatting before we got in on the air. And Andy, you've got all the excitement in the world going, just like James Franklin, don't you?
Be nice. Be nice. Okay, I was yawning, but be nice.
All right, Andy, I am going to get your emotion up. I'm going to get you going with our first question. I'm starting with you. This week, the Big Ten, they made a decision to counteract the decision they made earlier in the year when they said you got to have more than five games to make it into the conference championship game. And this week they said, oh, we forgot to mention that's if you're not Ohio State. If you're Ohio State, it's okay to go to the conference championship game with only five games. What did you think of that?
So I was conflicted and confused a little bit on many levels. The first one was, so you made a rule, but you're okay changing the rule. So then why would you meet the rule? That's one. Second was, why did you even bother meeting? Everybody knew this was the way it was going to end up. When Michigan said that their COVID had spiked again and that they couldn't play the game very early in the week, why even say, oh, we're going to have a meeting about it? Why not just announce it right then? Like, okay, we're going to let Ohio State go to the Big Ten championship game. But the third part of it was, you know, don't get mad at me, Jim. If they had played the game and lost, wouldn't Ohio State still go to the Big Ten championship game, right? If they had lost to Michigan and got the sixth game, they'd be 5-1. Because they beat Indiana, they'd still be going to the Big Ten championship game. Am I correct or am I wrong, right?
Well, you are correct. However, Andy.
Okay.
When they wrote the rule, did they say you have to play six games unless that sixth game wouldn't matter whether you won or lost? Is that I missed that part of the rule. Is that what it said?
I don't believe I read that when I was looking back over the rule. So I will say that. I'm just saying, like, competitive-wise, it gave the Big Ten an out, right? If doing this to Ohio State, and it was always going to happen. So, and if you didn't think it wasn't going to happen, then you really haven't been paying attention. Okay. But
Andy, let me bring Bob in here, because the fact of the matter is, I do believe it's the right thing to do because Ohio State is the best team. However, with that said, Bob, is this not a screw up back in September or whenever they made these rules and they set up a schedule, said you had to play six games? They had to know COVID would interrupt some of these games, especially since you didn't allow yourself any bye weeks.
Yeah, Jim, you're right. Could the Big Ten have handled 2020 in general, especially when it comes to football, like any worse than they did? I mean, The tone was set back in the spring when they we talked about it on KSN. You got the sense that no one was really taking the long-term planning towards the regarding the pandemic and trying to play very seriously. They were always in wait and see mode. They never really had anything to say. Then they canceled the season right after they came out with the schedule like 8 days later. Then they said they were not going to revisit the decision to cancel the season. Then they did revisit the decision to cancel the season when, of all programs, Ohio State squawked the most and the loudest. And I think that ruffled some feathers. You know, the first year after Jim Delaney left the Big Ten has gone. It's a spectacular fail. It just is in terms of communication, you know, power structure, leadership, all of that stuff. No one is talking to anyone. Jim, I get why you're frustrated. I also get what Andy and you said about, you know, Ohio State has kind of shown, even though with a smaller sample size, that they're the best team. And a lot of the stuff that has caused them to not play six games was really out of their control. I think there were issues, I believe, at Maryland and obviously at Michigan. But yeah, it was a dumb rule. It was a dumb decision. They waited way too long to fix it. They could have probably fixed it in week one or week two if they wanted to. But the stubbornness that this conference has shown, the resistance to common sense, all of it, has been on display in 2020. And I just think the brand of the Big Ten, especially when it comes to football, it's taken such a huge hit, and the reputation, all of it. I think it's going to take a little while, I think, to kind of get back to where they once were.
And we do have a few other things to talk about, but I think, Andy, you had something else to add to this. But just to make it clear, the decision to take the best team and allow them to play in the conference championship game, I understand that, and I think it's the right thing to do. It was the mistakes they made a couple months ago that really bother me. Go ahead, Andy.
So you're right, 100% right, Jimmy, in terms of football-wise, but and what Bob said about the conference and the lack of leadership and a train wreck. And again, it's such a bad look that you make a rule and then you bow down and bend to it and show that you don't have any spine by kowtowing to Ohio State. So it was Ohio State screaming and hollering earlier. It's now Ohio State getting stuck in the middle again. And guess what the conference did both times? Bowed at the altar of Ohio State. And I'm not an Ohio State hater. I'm just saying it's a bad look that it's that same elite program twice. In other words, what is it, the Ohio State Big Ten and then the everybody else Big Ten?
Yep. Let's just make sure you get it correct, though, Andy. It's the Ohio State University. All right, let's move on because there are a few things. Bob, could you tell us about James Franklin's press conference this week? A couple things. He seemed to have a very negative reaction to questions about the ninth week, which is the crossover game, which I think it's that he's just not getting any information on it. And the other thing that I wanted you to hit on was he wrapped up the press conference very emotionally, talking about the day where he could express his emotion and get that darn mask off.
Yeah. So I won't bury the lead because we're pretty far into this segment. The thing that stuck with me most was he made some good points about the Big Ten again. Now, they might revisit this decision, but they're supposed to play a ninth game and not just the championship game week. It's not just going to be Ohio State, Northwestern, and Indianapolis. They're allegedly supposed to play, all the conference teams are supposed to play a ninth game, a crossover game where they, in an ideal world, the seventh place finisher in the West would play the 17th, seventh place finisher in the East, and so on up, you know, third versus third, fourth versus fourth. Well, you know, there's been some programs that have been shut down. There's also been, the wear and tear of this season is clearly evident on the faces of the coaches and the players. And there have been no details announced about what the plan is for the ninth week. James Franklin said they don't know if they're going to play next Friday. They don't know if they're going to play next Saturday. They don't know if they're going to get to host a game because it's the Big Ten East turn in the calendar year. Every year, every other year, it's 5-4 with the Big Ten games, where the Big Ten East gets 5 games at home, and the Big Ten West gets 4, and then they flip it. It's the Big Ten East turn to get 5. So his understanding was the 9th game would be at Beaver Stadium, and then he heard later in the day on Wednesday that that might not be the case. He's a big planner. You guys know it. We've talked about it. Very frustrating not to be able to tell the parents and players what the plan is for next week. I'm guessing Sunday morning is when they're going to learn if they're going to play a game. I don't think all the teams will play a game because of the COVID issues in some programs, which is another issue the Big Ten's got to deal with. And also the emotion of James Franklin on Wednesday. He's always kind of built himself as a people person, a relationship builder since he's gotten to Penn State. And during the pandemic, he hasn't had his family with him. He really hasn't been able to interact with players and coaches the way that he's wanted to. It's been from a distance. And he's been pretty consistent, guys, the last couple weeks, that it's really kind of been an adjustment for him to kind of change up and try to manage a team and a program remotely. Not a lot of interaction. Probably also impacted recruiting, no doubt. He's a good recruiter. But it all kind of bubbled, you know, to the surface Wednesday night when he just talked about, you know, a return to normalcy. When's it going to happen? When can I get my family up to State College? When am I going to see more of you guys? When you guys, when, you know, I actually missed the give and take with you guys. It just hasn't been a normal year. He sounds very frustrated. I thought a lot of it was genuine, but clearly he was making a point about, you know, this season has not gone Penn State's way. They're 2-5 going into their season finale. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Andy, real quick, do you see a difference? James Franklin, for several weeks, he's been bringing up this issue of how it's so different this year. But this was the first time he seemed to express that emotion and passion. What did you think of that?
It's like a lot of other people in our society. Like you reach a level of frustration with what's going on, and it has to go somewhere, right? James had to get this off his chest. I think it was part genuine and part deflection of the fact that they're a 2-5 football team. But I also think it is part of his sort of DNA. Like he needs that personal interaction to fuel him up to the level that he needs to be at. It was kind of a way, in my eyes, that he was admitting that he hasn't been at his very best either. That doesn't have anything to do with game and time management, but overall, he just hasn't been able to be the very best that he's been, and he was kind of side-dooring that. That's just my opinion.
All right, that is it for quarter number one. Ross is going to join us for Tucker's Tape next.
To kick off the season of giving, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.